The movie industry is made up of two separate but equally important groups. The theaters who display the movies and the critics who overvalue their opinions. These are our reviews. The Morning Blaze is bringing justice to the movies.
All right, so last night, Justice was out at Maya Cinemas to check out Toy Story 4. Thanks to our friends out there at Maya Cinemas, always hooking us up with VIP. VIP? That was right. Why did I stop right there? VIP seats, popcorn, and sodas. You checked out Toy Story 4 last night. I know when we talked about it on Tuesday, you weren't exactly pumped. You thought Toy Story 3 should have been the end of this story. You went into this movie begrudgingly. What did you think now that you've seen it?
That movie had no right being as good as it was.
It was awesome, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
I could tell by the trailers it was going to be good, and all the Rotten Tomatoes scores have been fantastic so far. You agree, movie's worth seeing.
Yes, very much so. That had so much weight behind it. Like, they get pretty deep in this one. As much as it's a kid's movie on the surface because it's animation, this is a movie for adults.
Now, this is a series that's been around for a really long time. I remember seeing the first Toy Story movie when I was in high school probably when the first one came out because I'm old. But the first one came out when I was born.
So.
I was like a freshman in high school, if maybe. But I digress. That's not important how old I am. Point is, this movie's been around for a really long time. I've always kind of felt that the Toy Story movies were kids' movies, but they always were good for adults too. There was a lot of stuff in there that adults would get that kids wouldn't.
Yeah.
Is it that kind of thing, or do you think the story in this one is really just deeper?
A bit of both. Like, it is, it's just straight up deeper just as it is. Like, a kid might pick up on some of the stuff, but it's a lot of things that adults are going to relate to. Like, I think they actually made this one for the older generation that grew up watching these movies.
Okay, that's fair. Like. Now, we all know who the main characters are in this because it's been around for so long. Woody, Buzz.
Yep.
Tell us about some of the new characters that people will see in this movie.
They bring back Bo Peep. She was not in the third one. She's in this one, so it's kind of like Woody's lost love sort of thing.
Mm.
They introduce a new Canadian character.
Oh, that's Keanu Reeves' character,
who is
right?
Awesome. The Keanu-sans continues. This year is the year of Keanu Reeves. He kills his Duke Kaboom. Canada's greatest stuntman. That was like every scene he's in, he steals it. Okay. It was amazing. Key and Peele, they play Ducky and Bunny. So it's like two stuffed animals that join along from a carnival, I think. And they end up in an antique shop. So there's this old kind of creepy doll and like four ventriloquist dummies that will give you nightmares.
Is there anyone missing from the series that's not in this? Or are the main ones still there, like Rex and...
Rex and all of them are still there. Okay. I did notice Mr. Potato Head didn't really talk because Don Rickles is the one that did his voice and he passed away. They did give him a nice little tribute at the end, which is cool. But
cool.
Yeah, your main people are still there. Like I said, they bring Bo Peep back. So really, they all kind of have like a little reunion, which is cool.
And then lastly, is this it? Or are they going to do more of these? I don't want you to give away the story. I don't want you to like ruin it. But like, you went into this movie thinking Toy Story 3 should have been the end.
I do
then
still think
that. Then they did this one. You still think Toy Story 3 should have been the end? Even after seeing this?
It was too good of a bow to put on it. Like, this one didn't have a big emotional moment that made me bawl my eyes out like Toy Story 3 did.
Okay.
It was still, like, again, there was a moment where I almost cried, but it didn't quite get me. Toy Story 3 still hits pretty
hard. So it sounds like this is this open-ended then still? Can they still keep making these, or is this
over? If they really, really wanted to, they could. I don't think they will, though.
Okay.
Because it's...
Yeah, I mean, if there's one thing that I know about movie companies, when they see a big pile of cash, they go the other way. All right, but bottom line is Toy Story 4, take the kids to go see this as soon as possible.
Take the kids to go see it. You will enjoy it. There was only one crying child that had to get taken out of the theater, so it's hopefully the kids and you're showing do pretty good where they don't really interrupt
you. Well, you know what you're getting into, parents, when you do this kind of thing.
Yes.
It's hot outside anyway, so take them to the theater and go check it out at Maya Cinemas. Well, good job again. Toy Story 4 gets the two thumbs up. What are you seeing next week?
Gonna go see Yesterday.
Oh, that's the movie where the Beatles like don't exist and this guy knows all their music,
right? And he like steals it.
Okay, well, is it stealing if they didn't exist? We'll find out when he goes to see the movie next week. That's what we call a tease. Good job, Justice.
Thanks, man.